Yehot Mishnayis Masechti Yevomis Vorte Perek Tes Mishne Dalet. Bas Yisrael Mureses LaKoyin. A Bas Yisrael that got married had kedushin to a Koyin, or else Muberes MiKoyin. A Bas Yisrael that became pregnant from a Koyin, or else Shemeres Yovim LaKoyin, where the husband died and now the brother is a Koyin and there's a Mrs. Yibim now to a Koyin. V'chein Bas Koyin LiYisrael, or else the Bas Koyin got married to Yisrael. So in all these cases, the locher is Latoicha B'Truma. She's not allowed to eat Truma yet. As with Kedushin alone, she's not allowed to eat Truma. They have to wait until they have Nisuyin. Then a Bas Yisrael that got married to a Koyin is Mutet eat Truma. Now what's going to be Bas Yisrael Mereses LaLevi? A Bas Yisrael that has Kedushin to Levi, or else Muberes MiLevi, she became pregnant from a Levi, or else Shemeres Yovim LaLevi. The brother now, her husband died, the brother is a Levi. V'chein, the same thing, Bas Levi, the girl that was born from a Levi, a Bas Levi, that now got married to Yisrael, is L'toicha B'maisa, she's not Larit Maisa yet. When the Levi is Larit Maisa, and Ashes Levi is Larit Maisa, that's already through Nisui and not through Kedushin. What's going to be Bas Levi, Muresas LaKoyin? A Bas Levi that got married had a Kedushin to a Koyin, or else Muberes MiKoyin, she became pregnant from a Koyin, or else Shemeres Liovim LaKoyin, or else the brother now, that's alive now, is a Koyin. For Chayin, the same thing, Bas Koyin Levi, or also Bas Koyin that got married to a Levi, the Lachar is Loi Toicha, Loi Bichum, Loi B'maisam. You have to go to Chumr here, that they cannot eat Maisa yet, since they didn't make Nisuyin. But the mice, even though she was a Bas Koyin, she can't eat Truma, because since she had Kedushin to a Levi, Midiraisa, like she loses a din to eat Truma, Midiraisa Kedushin alone is enough. And therefore, Midiraisa is called like Aishas Levi, so she loses a din to eat Truma. Now, Mishnah Hay, what's going to be Bas Yisrael, Shenisas LaKoyin, a regular Bas Yisrael, Gamera to a Koyin. And here Nisuya means they had not only Kedushin, they had Nisuyin also. Is a locha toicha b'truma. Now she's Lari Truma, because she's called Kinyon Shabal. The Pasuk says, V'koin ki yikna nefesh, v'dashan kinyin kasper, kinyin kasper yoichoboy. So kinyin kasper v'koin is his wife, therefore she's Larit. Something with the Raisa, even the Arusa is Larit. But with the Rabbanu, though, you have to wait until she becomes a Nisuya, because if an Arusa kit, able to eat Truma, we're afraid to give it to a brother or to father to eat. So that's what the Mishnah says, when she has Nisuya into a Koyin, then she's Lari Truma. What's going to be Mace? Let's say the husband of the Koyin dies. V'lo himenu ben, and she has a son from him. Lachras toicha b'truma, even though she's not an Ashes Koyin anymore, but since there's a son there, so therefore she's allowed to eat machmas the son. And the Pasuk says, V'lid deisei heim yechlu b'lachmoi. So we dash and they can be Michael, their mother, she's still allowed to eat truma. What's going to be Nisais the Levi? Let's say Bas Yisrael had Nisuyin to a Levi, so now toicha b'maisa, she's allowed to eat maisa. Mace, let's say the Levi dies, for law and men of Benin, but she had a son already from a husband. The Lachras Teicha B'Maisa calls him on the lady, the son's alive, she's Larit Maisa. Nisais LiYisrael, let's say this Bas Yisrael that was first married to a Koyin, and she had a son, and now the Koyin dies, and now she gets married to Yisrael, even though she has a son of Koyin, the din is LaTeicha Lai B'Trum Lai B'Maisa. She's not Larit, not Trum, and not Maisa. She loses a din, since now she has Nisuin to regular Yisrael. She has a din like a Yisrael. Mace, what's going on if the husband dies? For law and men of Ben, and she had a son though from this Yisrael, and then his wife, the letter is now Larit, Leibetrum, Leibetrum, she lost the din of a Koyin, the din of a Levi, since she was married to a Yisrael, and she had a son from that Yisrael. What's going to be Mace Benom Yisrael? Let's say the son she has from the Yisrael, the son also dies, not only a husband, but the son also dies. So now she goes back to the din she has before, that Toich of a Maisa, she's Larit Maisa. Why? Because the son that's a Levi is still alive. What's going to be Mace Benomi Levi? Let's say the son that she had from the Levi also dies. So now Lachar is Teicha B'Truma, because he still has a son that's a Koyin. What's going to be Mace Benomi? Let's say the son that she had from the first Koyin also dies. The Lachar is now, she goes back to regular din of Abbas Yisrael, that Teicha is not Larit, Loi B'Truma, not from Truma, for Loi B'Maiser, not from Maiser. Mishnah Vav. What's going to be Bas Koyin Shenisas Yisrael? A Bas Koyin that has Nisuin to Yisrael, so even though she's able to eat Truma before as a Bas Koyin, but now she loses a din, the din is like Teicha B'Truma, it's not like Truma. Mace, let's say your husband dies for law and man a ben, but they have a son. So right to the loch is Latoycha b'truma. She can't eat truma because of a son. What's going to be now? Nisa's a Levi. She gets married to a Levi. Is Toycha b'maisa. She's not eat maisa. Even though she has a son from the Israel, but since the maisa she got married to a Levi now, she has a din of a Levi and she's not eat maisa. Mace, let's say the Levi dies. For law and man a ben, but she had a son from the Levi. Vait is still Toycha b'maisa. She's still not eat maisa. What's going to be Nisa's the Kohen? She got married to a Kohen now. So Teicha b'Truma, and she's an anxious Kohen, she can eat Truma. What's going to be Mace, the husband, the Kohen dies? For law and men of Ben, but they had a son. Or was like Teicha b'Truma? Still, she's Lari Truma, Machmas, her son, the Kohen. What's going to be Mace, Beno, Mikon, let's say the son also died from the Kohen. Not only the husband, but the son also died. So like Teicha b'Truma, she's not Lari Truma anymore. She lost the din of a Kohen. But she's still Lari Maisa, because she has a son, a Levi. What's going to be Mace Benom, let's say the son she had from Levi dies, so she loses the din of a Levi, let's say the Mace, she can't eat Mace either. What's going to be Mace Benom, so let's say her son that she had from the first Yisrael she was married to also dies, so now she herself really started out to be a Bas Kain. They have an Alachrit now, she has no children, no husbands now, Chazer of the base of Yisrael, she goes back to her father's house that she's able to eat Truma. V'yalzoy Nemer, this is says the Pasig, the shovel base of via kinorer milechem avia teichem. She's allowed to go back to father's house the way she was when she was young before she was married, and she's allowed to eat truma now. Since she was born a bas kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. It's only since she got married to Yisrael she lost the din. But now that the husband dies and her son dies, she goes back to father's house. She's allowed to eat truma. We're up to Perek Asiri, Mishn Aleph. Ho'ish sholach b'alum dinas hayom. A married lady that her husband left and went over the sea. Above Yomer law, and now they come now and they tell her. The Mara's Medayek, we're talking about now when Eidechud comes. One Eid comes and tells her, you should know Meis Balich, that your husband is dead, and therefore she's allowed to remarry. And that's what happened. Venisa, she did remarry. V'yachakach and later, Bo Baila, her husband comes back alive. It wasn't true. Maybe the Eidechud thought he died, but really he didn't die. So Lachra is now, Taitza Mizeh Bizeh, she has to get a get from the first husband, from the second husband. The second husband she can't live with because she's still married to the first one. She's also to the first one because it's like a saita since she lived with another man. Even though it's like an oinis, but no, since it was only through an eidecha, she was mechuyev to be medik dayik, she didn't check it out that well, therefore she's not an oinis. Otsricha get mizeh mizeh, but she has to have a get from both of them. From the first one, she needs a get because she's really married to the first one. The second one is only a get with the rabbon, even though with the raisa she wasn't married to the second one because she's an ishish. But with the rabbon, though, she has to have a get. And v'yein lo ksuba, she doesn't receive a ksuba, v'loi peres, not the fruits, v'loi mizonish, she doesn't get fed, v'loi b'loi, it's not the old clothing, loy alzeh, v'loi alzeh, not from the first one, not from the second husband. What's going to be a not the mizeh mizeh? Let's say they gave him. Lachra's taxer. He didn't realize the locha. Lady finds out the locha. She has to return it. Va'avlad mamze mizeh mizeh. She becomes pregnant now. Pshipshita from the second husband. Avada the kids of mamze. Because the second husband, she's being boiled in eshesish. The chiddush is even from the first husband also. The kid also is a mamze with the rabbanin. Now, loy zeh vizeh metamim lo. Let's say the kohanim, so neither of them allowed to be metama when she dies. Because the kohen can only be metama to his wife that he's mutter to, not to a wife that he's psula. For loy zev zez, that kohen loy b'mitziyoso, that he's a husband, when she picks up a mitziya, they do not get it, they're not zorich on the mitziya. Because the chom roni misakin that the mitziya sadisha goes to husband, mishumei, there shouldn't be fights. Here we don't care, adraba, we want them to fight, to give a get. Foloi b'maisi yoder, they don't get her paycheck. Foloi b'aforas nederev, she makes a neder, they cannot be made for it, because an accident of the husband, they have to give a get. Hois abas Yisrael. Let's say this wife was abas Yisrael. So lochur is nifsla menakuna, she becomes possible to marry a kohen, even if her husband dies now, she's also to marry a kohen, because she got a shame zoina. Since she lived with another man, when she was still married to the first husband, she gets a shame zoina, she's also to marry now to a kohen, even if her husband dies. What's going to be now? Obas Levi Minamaisa. What did it? She was Obas Levi. She's posel to eat Maisa. Even though a Zayin is mutter to eat Maisa, but here it's a Knas, a Chamameh, that she can't eat Maisa. Obas Kain Minat Trumudin. She's Obas Kain. She's posel to eat Truma now. V'yein yorshin shel zeh, v'yorshin shel zeh, yorshin es ksubosa. Not the yorshin from the first husband, not the yorshin from the second husband, it's not yorshin ksuba. V'yemesu, let's say both husbands dies without children, so achiv shel zeh, v'yachiv shel zeh, chotzim lo miyavmim. The brothers of the husband, they have to make chalitza, but they can't make yibum. The first one, she's midiraisa. Second one's on midirabonin. We have Yaisi, and Yaisi says, Ksubosa nichse baila risha. No, the first husband, she gets a ksuba from the first husband's property. We have Lezer, and Lezer says, a risha in zakad mitziyasa. If she finds a mitziya, it goes to the first husband. V'maisi yodeh, he gets a paycheck also. V'afaros nadereh, she makes a neder, the first one could be made for it. Now, Rav Yosi is the one that says that Ksubosa nifse by the Rishon, he holds the Bemisin, since it's only a Shegig, therefore she does not lose a Ksuba, and therefore she collects from the first husband. Rav Lezer says that the Rishon Zakim Tzios also the same Svara. It was though she was like an Oinis, and therefore she still has the same Dinim. In other words, the Chum did not make a Knas for the first husband for things that the Tuel is for him. Rav Shimon says, V'yosa oichalitzosa miyachiv shorishoin pateras atzurosa. He holds that the brothers of the first husband, when the first husband dies, they're even mutter to make yibum. It was really a husband, and therefore it's his wife, and therefore now that he dies, there's a mitzvah yibum. And if he makes yibum, it even patters the tzara. And v'yein evlad nimeno mamzer, the kid is not a mamzer. Like if the first one remarries son, has a child, it's not called the mamzer, because she's called an honest, and therefore midirais like the mutter. Now what's going to be the yimnisei shloi b'shus? She got married without b'shus bezdim, which really means to say where two eidim came and told her husband dies. And therefore she doesn't have to go to get her b'shus from bezdim. It's pshita right now that she's mutter. In such a case, if she remarries and the first husband comes back, muteras lachsaloi. Here she's called an honest, since two eidim told her husband dies. So now, even though her husband, first husband, does come back alive, she's called an onus and she's mutter to him. And here, it's muteres lachsaloi. Mishneh Beis. Nisei Sarpi Bezdin. Let's say she remarried because of heter of Bezdin, meaning only one eidecha came and told her that her husband died. And now she was Nisei Sarpi, the psak of Bezdin. And the Yachakach later, the case is that her husband comes back. So then it's Teitzei. She has to go out from the Rishon and Minas Shein, like we learned before. Teitzei. But it says now, Uptur Minas Korban. So she's Potter from the Korban. She doesn't have a shame. She did the Aznus B'Shegeg, because she had a Heta B'Alpi Hervis Bezdin. Therefore, she's Potter from the Korban Chattis. Loi Nisa Salpi Bezdin. Let's say she did not get married Alpi Bezdin, but rather two Adim came and told her that her husband died. So she doesn't have to come on to Heter of Bezdin. The locher is then Teitzei. If the husband comes back, so rather she has to come out from the second husband, and now it's Seva Chayevus Bekorban, it's like a Sheshchayev Achatis, she has locher Shegeges. Since it wasn't through Heter Bezdin, she's called a Shegeg. Kumta says, Yofa Koyach Bezdin, She Poitra Min HaKorban, that there's a bigger Heter if she got married through a Heter of Bezdin, even though it's only an Eidechod, but if Bezdin told her it's Mutam, then she's considered mixed up like an Onus, and she's Potter from a Korban. Hoira Bezdin Linose, Bezdin passes that she's allowed to remarry. For Holcho V'Kilkolo. In other words, let's say now she got married to a Kohen Gadol, she's in Namono, and she got married to a Kohen Gadol, that's also. So, she, Holcho V'Kilkolo, I mean, she got married to somebody she's also to. Or else she got married to a Kohen, she was a Grusha. So, Chayevus B'Korban, then the Loch is Chayev B'Korban Chattis. Shleitiru El Linose. Their Bezdin only gave her Heter to get married to somebody she's allowed to. After this Amana now got married to a Kohen Gadol, that's not called Alpi P'sak Bezdin, and therefore she's Chayav Korban also. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Ve'isha Sheholach Bailo Uvino Lemdina Sayom. He's a couple, and they had a child, and now the husband and the child goes over the sea. Obo Vomrlo, news come back and tells the wife that Meis Balecho, Yishno, your husband died first, and then your son died. Now, if Kamina reads that there's no Mitzvah Yibum. When the husband died, he still had a child, and therefore there's no Mitzvah Yibum. Shows he's allowed to remarry. And Venissa, she went and she remarried to somebody else. V'yekachakach omrlo, then they come and tell him, chilof hayu advorim, it happened just the opposite. That first the son died, and then your husband died. So by the time your husband died, there's a mitzvah yibum, because you have no more children, and therefore there's a mitzvah yibum. She wasn't allowed to remarry. She's like a yivom l'shuk. So lacha is, teitzeh, she has to have a get from the second husband, v'yavlad rishon v'yachrin mamzer. So when it says, Vlad Rishon Visheni, Rishon means she had a child before they told her that Chilaf Advarim, or else Vlad Sheni means that she had a child after they told the Chilaf Advarim. So our Mishnah that the kid is the Mamzer, even though she's only Yevam Leshuk, which is only Chai V'Lavin, but our Mishnah that even by Chai V'Lavin also the kid is the Mamzer according to Rabbi Kiva. Now let's say Omrullah, they came and told him that Meis Benech, first your son died, V'yachakach Meis Balech, and then your husband died. So there is the Mitzvah Yibum. And V'nisiyabma, the brother came and made a Mitzvah Yibum. V'yachakach Omrullah, and after they tell him, no, that Chilof HaYadvorim, you know, first your husband died, and then your son, so there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So she's not allowed to stay married now to the Yavim, there's Nisarva Eishasach. It's never the Geshesach. So Lachar is Teitzeh. She has to have a get now. Teitzeh from her husband now, from Yevamah. Pasha Teitzeh even without it didn't get. Chorid Midiraisa. The Kedusha is not Chal. She's never the Geshesach. If you have Vlad Arisha B'yachar Mamza. If they had a Vlad from before she found out about this, or she had a Vlad about after she found out about this, the Vlad is Mamza. This goes good if the Kona Chom Shita. Here she's Chai V'krisis. Therefore, the kid is a Mamza. Now, what's going to be if Omru Lo, they said to her, Meis Balech, you know, first your husband died, and Venisa, she remarried. And then V'yachakach Omru, then they come and tell her again, V'yachakach Omru Lo, that Kayim Hoya, no, at the time when we first told you he was dead, really he was alive. At the time when she remarried, she had no right to be married, she's Neshes Ish. And for Meis, but now you know he's Meis, he died later. Slacher is Teitzeh, still she has to go out from a second husband. The Chum made a Knas right now that since she lived with him, B'yissa, even though now that the husband died, she should be Mutam, but the Maisa, since she wasn't Chayke B'davam, he has a loch of a boil, and he's also a Loilam. If we have Vlad, Arishan, Mamzer, the first son she has is a Mamzer. His while the husband was really alive, she had be with the second husband, she had a child, that kid is called a Mamzer. But the Achron, she has stayed living to this man and has a child after she found out that her first husband is dead, then ain't a mamzer, there's no issa mamzer, because she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. So really there's no issa deraisa, it's only an issa the Rabbonin. What's going to be Omru Lo Meis Balech? They told you, Shnoi, your husband died. V'niskachon, she made Kedushin. She didn't make Nisun, she did not live with the new husband. Yes, she only made Kedushin. V'yachakach Bo Balech, then her husband comes. Salochriz Muteras Lachsalai. She's allowed to go back to her first husband. Since she did not live with the second husband yet, she's mutter to go back to the first husband, and she doesn't have to have a get from the sheni. So therefore, the Chum did not make any kenas here, since she didn't do a nissa. Because here, she really wasn't married to the second husband, because the first husband was alive. Now, Alpha Pisha Nos Lachrin get, even though the second one gives her a get, like Solom and Akush, she does not become possible to a Kain. His dad get is not called a get, he doesn't have to give her a get. Because there's no Kedushin. As Zu, this Dorosh from Lezer Bemasio, that the Pasuk says, V'isha Grusha Me'isha, V'loi Me'ish Sheinu Isha, that when can't the Kain marry Grusha, if the get was really Chal? But not that she's become a get from a person that wasn't really a husband, like in this case, therefore she's not called Grusha, she's not also to a Kain. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet, Misha Holcha Ishta Lamdina Sayom. Person's wife went away. Later they came and told him. First of all, means two Adam came and told him that Meis Ishtecha, that your wife died. What happened was now Venosa Sachoisa. So the man now went and married his wife's sister. He's allowed to. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. But when your wife dies, you're allowed to marry your sister. And V'yachakach afterwards, Boas Ishtai, his first wife came back. So now Luchuri is married to two sisters. So Lachar is known with Teres Lach Salah, he's mutter to live with his first wife. You know why? Because the second Kedushin was not Chal. Since your first wife was alive, so the sister was an erva to you, and therefore the Kedushin was not Chal. And therefore you're still mutter to your first wife. It's just like you had a bias nus now with the sister, and you were an honest, and therefore you're mutter to go back to your first wife. And who mutter b'kroivish niya? He's mutter if he wants later to marry the kroivis of his sister-in-law. Now, let's say she has a daughter, he's allowed to marry her, because he wasn't married to her. The Kedushin wasn't chal. Ushniya, the sister-in-law, Muteras Bekrevov, is mutter to your krev. Let's say you have a son, she's allowed to marry your son because you were not married. The Yemesa Rishon, let's say the first wife dies, mutter Vishniya, he's allowed to marry the sister. Even though he first lived with her, Biyisa, but it was an oinus then. Doesn't have within sight to him, and therefore he's mutter to marry her after his first wife dies. Omrullah, let's say they say to him, Mesa Ishtacha, first two items tell him that your wife died, and therefore Vinosa Sachoisi, you married her sister. Viachakach, afterwards Omrullah, they tell you, we made a mistake, that Kayemis Hoiso, that at that time when you married a sister, Yishna, your wife really was still alive. But Mesa, she died now. So Lach is like this. Havlad Arishin Mamzer. If at that time, when you married the sister, she became pregnant. So at that time, since your first wife was still alive, Ozei was a bias Chai B'Krisis, and therefore the kid is a Mamzer. For Yachroin ain't a Mamzer. Mashenkin, after the Edom come and tell you that your wife really died, if she became pregnant afterwards, so then that kid is not a Mamzer. Because now that your first wife died, you're allowed to be with her. Rabbi Yosi says, Kol she poisla de acherim, halacher is poisel ayidei atzmai. Anytime he becomes also because of acherim, somebody else, not his own mishpacha, then poisla de atzmai. Who did it becomes also because of his own mishpacha? But the whole shein of poisla de acherim, anytime he does not become possible through somebody else, and the poisla de atzmai does not become possible through his own mishpacha either. So really the Gemara is against Arichas on this, what exactly this Mishnah is coming to be Marba, exactly like which wife asks on the other one. Alright, we'll leave this for the Gemara. Let's see Mishnah. Yeah, Mishnah. Omruloi, Adam say to a husband that Meis Ishtecha, your wife died. Let's say Reuven was married to Leah. So Adam tell Reuven that your wife Leah died. And Reuven goes now and marries Leah's sister. He marries Rachel now. It was also to him when his wife was alive. But now that his wife is Mace, he's allowed to marry her sister. Me'avia, they were sisters only from the same father, Rachel and Leah, not from the same mother. What happened was, Mesa, again, to Adam came and told his Reuven that your wife Rachel died. And now Reuven went to marry Rachel's sister, let's say Sarah, only from the same mother, not from the same father. So it comes out that Sarah is a nochrius to the first wife, to Leah. They have no relationship at all. And then Mesa again to Adam come and tell Reuven that your wife Sarah died. Now he goes and marries a fourth time. He marries, let's say, Rivka, which is Sarah's sister, only from the same father, not from the same mother. And then Mesa, then they tell Reuven, your wife Rivka died. And now goes and marries Rivka's sister, only from the same mother, not from the same father. That's he marries Nachana. So what he did so far was all beheta. If the Edom would tell him the truth that the wife really died, he's allowed to marry their sister. What happened was, let's say, v'nimtzu kulam kayomis, they come out that the Edom were shakranim, were liars, and really all the wives are still alive. So b'zoi, when he married his wife's sister, she's an erva, on that the Kedushin is not chal. So therefore the Mishnah says that Materas Parishoina, he's allowed to stay married to his first wife, Leah. He married a beheta, she avadu is muta. However, the second one, Rachel, the sister, that the Kedushin is not chal, because she's achois ishtoi. So the second one he's not married to. Mashenkin Bashlisha, she's allowed to stay married to the third one. Because the third one was not related at all to your first wife. And then what did the Bachamishas? Now that he's allowed to stay married to the third one, the fourth one he can't be married to because she's the third one's sister. But he's allowed to stay married to the fifth one because the fifth one is not a sister of the third one. So therefore he's mutter to the first, the third, and fifth. The Mishnah says, Zul Poitras or Asayim, the one that he's mutter to, it's a regular Ishus. And therefore, if the husband dies, and one of them gives Chalitza, or gives Yibum, the part is the other tzor, the other wives. But the Yosef Bishni of Revius, is Reuben is also to stay married, to live with the second wife and the fourth one, because they are now his wife's sisters. Then he was miyabim one of them, and that's the bias erva, and therefore does not part of the tzara. Let's see, after really now his first wife Leah dies, now he's allowed to live with Rachel. Now he's mutter to his sister. So in such a case, mutter b'shni is allowed to stay married to the second one, to Rachel, or revi is to stay married to the fourth one, not the third one anymore. The third one is Rachel's sister. Or v'teres tzoros sayim, since he's mutter to be with them, if he makes yibam machalitza, the partners that sorrow the other wives. But v'yosa b'shlishas of v'chamishas, he's also to marry or to live with the third one and the fifth one, because those are now his wife's sisters. If he makes yibam member teres tzoros, some shit, if he makes yibam with one of them, it's like a b'yis sister, therefore they do not part the tzoros. Yemishnevov, Ben Teisha Shonim V'Yemechad. You have a Yavim, a brother that's alive. His brother died. The brother that's alive now is a kid. He's 9 years old, and one day, so his Bia is called the Bia, but Avada Midiraisa doesn't have Das. So Lachar is, Poisel Al Yedei Achen. If he would make a Maima with Yavim now, he would pass it that the other brothers cannot make Yibum with her anymore. Pastor Sotra Bonim de Kalocha, we learn. Is with the rice or ain't mice a cotton clum, but the chumum of masakin kipshutim, that the beer shot cotton is called the beer to be kaina, and no then is maimer is also like a maimer of a godel. And therefore, if the cotton gives a kedushin, so it's enough of a kedushin that the other brothers are rosseter. For your achin poison al yodoi. So now, as he passes the avom on the other brothers, and the other brothers also on her. It's a little difference that he only passes lechetchila. That means that, say, the brother, the older brother made maimer first, and then this cotton made maimer doesn't mean anything. That's bottle, since there was already a maimer. Mashenkin v'achim, an older brother, poisotchila v'soif. Let's say one brother made maimer, then if the second brother goes and makes maimer also, he would pass them now in the first brother. Kate said, how was this? Then Teisa Shonim V'Yemechad. We have this boy, this Yavim, that's 9 years old. Shebo Yavim to Yazbiya with his brother's wife, with the Yavoma. So Locher is Posla de Achin. And Echiz, even if the other brothers made Maimah first, but now with this cotton makes Bia, he passes her on the other brothers. But let's say the opposite way. Bo Le Achin. First one of the brothers made Yavim with her. Or else, for Yosef or Maimah, one of the brothers made Maimah with them. Or else, Nos Noget Echotz and Mechalitza or gave her get, the Locher is Poslo al Yodoi. Because of them, she's also now on the other brothers. Meaning, even if the Kotan made the Yibim first, but now for Godol makes the Yibim a second time, so that's the Chiddush, that their Maisa apostles on the first one, that they're also now, both of them are also to live with them. They have to have Chalitza, but they can't have Yibim anymore. So that's this clown that the Ben tests. If he makes Maimur Yibim first, he passes her on the other brothers. But if the other brothers make Maimur or Yibim first, then the cotton comes on him. He does not pass law on the other ones. Mashenkein, if the cotton made a Bia or a Maimur first, and then the other brothers made a Maimur also, they would pass law on the young brother also. Mishneh Zayin. Then Teshonu V'Yemechad. This Yavim that's 9 years old in one day, says Bi has a shame Bia. Shabo Yavimtoi. He was Miyabim is Yavoma. His brother died, so he lived with his wife, the shame Mitzvah Yavim, let's say. V'yachkach bo le ochiv shu ben Teshonu V'Yemechad. That the second brother was also only 9 years old in one day, because he was not by Mitzvah either. Says the Chiddush now, Posla Yodoi, the second brother, even though it's only Ben Tesh also, since he's making a Bia, he passes the Yavoma now on the first brother also. They both become Asa. Rabbi knows they have to give Chalitza now, but they can't live with her. Rabbi Shimon Oim Leposov. Shimon says no, that the second one does not Posla, since the first one made already a Bia, and the second one's only a Bia's Kotim, he is Boto, his Bia is not called the Bia, and therefore she's still Mutter to live with the first one. Yeah, Mishneches. Ben Teisa Shonim V'Yemechot Shabbat Yevimta, again, this Yavam that's 9 years old in one day, not by mitzvah yet, who had Bia, was Miyabim, his brother's wife, the Yavama, and then B'yachakach Boaz Rosa, and his brother, before he died, had two wives. So first he was Miyabim, one wife, And then the Gedin Aver is Miyab in the second one. Usually we know when you make Yibam to one, the Tzorah goes out free. Here he went and made Biyam with the second one also. So Tanakam holds Posay Dei Atzmai. Both of them become Osatim right now. Because the Biyas Ben Tess is not Kaina. It's not a Kinyan Midiraisam. And with the Rabbonim, they gave it a Din like Maima. And that's Alocham. My brother makes Maima with one wife. And then he makes Maima with the Tzorah. So, like with the Rabbonim, it's Tofas on both of them. And therefore he's also to both of them. So here also, Biyas Ben Tess has Alocha like a Maima. However, Rabbi Shimon says no. Loi posol. He holds no that the sofik when the yavam the cotton may be with the first one, the sofik if it's a kinyan gomer or not, and therefore monashak if it's a kinyan gomer, the first one's karnitum, and the second one can't be karnitum anymore. So he's mut with the first one and not with the second one. What's going to be ben teisha shonu v'yemecha chiba yivimtoi? Here's miyabim is yavamam v'meis. And then the Yavam died. This 9-year-old boy died. And there's a third brother alive. So Lachar is Chaletz, the third brother has to give Chalitz Nav Lomisi Abemis. Because Midi writes that the Ben Test didn't do anything. And therefore, the Yavam is still Yavam, so he has to give a Chalitza. But he can't make Yivam, because when they're abundant, she was already married to the second brother, to the Ben Test. What's going to be Nosa Isha Vomes? Boy 9-year-old, let's say he married a wife. And then he dies without children, is a rezup turah. That the wife, there's no mitzvah yibum now on the wife. So rezup turah means she's allowed to remarry now. Because there's ben tes, the lachur is that stam, if he makes kedushin, if a kotin makes kedushin, kedushin is not chal at all, not midrash, not midrabonin. Therefore they were not married, and therefore she's mutter to marry somebody else. It's only the mokim mitzvah yibum, the rabbonim will masakim that a bias test has a lochim and the rabbonim like a kedushin. But by stama wife, there's no kedushin at all. Mishnah test. What's going to be ben teshen of yemechad? Again, this boy is 9 years old, and one day, Shabbat Yevimti had beer with his brother's wife. Or me shehigdol. And then when the rabbonim now, there's a kedushin here. Mishahigdo, when this kotim became a god and came by mitzvah, Nosi Shacheris, he married another wife. And that kedushin is Chal Midi Raisa. Vomeis, and now this bar mitzvah boch, and now he dies. So it depends like this. Imlo Yodis Rishon and Mishahigdo, if from there once he became by mitzvah and onwards, he did not have beer with the first wife. So he's not really married to the first wife, Midi Raisa. It's only Midi Rabbonin. Then the Locheris, or Rishon, Chlesis, Lomisi Abemis. On the first wife, there's only Kedushin the Rabbanin, Yonali Chalitza Midi Rabbanin, but not Midi Raisa, there's no Din Yibum. The Ashniya, the second one, Aichalet Slaimus Yabemis, she's his wife, he married her after he was a Godel, and therefore that's a real wife, a real Mitzvah Yibum. The brother that's alive now can make you the Chalitza a Yibum. We have Shimon says, Miyabim Leza Shiyirza. So Shimon Shita, the Bias Kotin, that's not to say it's a Bias. It's a Gemar Kinyan, and therefore the brother alive now can be Yam either one he wants, either the first one or the second one. For Chodesh, whichever one he makes even to the other one, he makes Chalitza, Chalitza L'Shniya. Echad Shu Ben Teshen of Yemechot, V'yechad Shu Ben Esrim Shono, Shlevi Yishtei Saras at the same Alocha. Lav Davke 9 years old, he could be 20 years old also. As long as he doesn't have Shtei Saras, to Saras, he has luck like a Kotin. He has the same halacha like a ben test that it's only midi rabbanim is kinyanim, not midi raisa. Yeah, Perek Yud Aleph. Mishnah says noisin al hoanusa v'yala mafuta. If a man was manas a lady, forced her, or else he is mafuta, he talked her into having znus, but he didn't marry her. So halacha is he's not also to krayv him. He's allowed to marry her. He's allowed to marry his sister. Since there's no kedushin, he's mutter to a krayv him. But let's say there's Nisuyin, you married the lady, and now your manas, let's say her daughter, or your manas, her sister, or your mafata's sister, chayiv, for that you chayiv an oinish. Because the man says, since you married to her, you're also to crave him. You're also to crave him any type of znus, even though your manas or mafata. Now, noise order manusa soviv. Let's say your father was manas, forced the lady to live with her without kedushin. So there's no kedushin, then the son is allowed to marry her. Who are dinim mafutas of it? Your father talked the lady into having znus. He didn't marry her. So the halacha is that the son is allowed to marry her. Anusas benoy mafutas benoy. What's the? It's the same halacha. A father was allowed to marry a girl, a lady that his son was manas or his son was mafata. Since the son did not marry her, there was no kedushin, so the father is allowed to marry her. We have Yudos of Yuda Asis, Pianus Asoviv, Mefut Asoviv. If you those of the father, if your father was minus a lady, even though he didn't marry her, the Maisa, the son now is also to marry her. He darshens the posuk leikach ish es eishes oviv for the galak kenaf oviv. He darshens that any kenaf, any lady that your father had znus with, so it's also for the son to marry her. But the loch is like the Tanakhama. Your Mishnah Beis hagiyores shenizgaru bnei imo. You have a mother that had children when she was a goy, and then she was mezgai, she became a Jew, and her two sons also became a Jew with her. And then these two sons got married, and one of the sons died. So lochrid is no mitzvah yibim, lo echoltim lo miyavim. They're not called brothers in the same father, since the father was a goy. And afilu harosa sharish and shle b'kedusha, for ledosa b'kedusha. Even if the first one, when the mother became pregnant, they were still goyim. Afterwards, in the middle of pregnancy, she became a Jew, and she, when she gave birth, she was Jewish already, but still it's not called, they have fathers. The Yashenim, the second brother, was her Rosa. The second brother, after she was Mizgayer, and then she married a Jewish man, and then she had the second child. So now the second child, Taka, has a father. But the first brother does not a brother from the same father, or from a Jewish father at that time, and therefore there's no mitzvah yibum. The same thing, Shivcha, you have a Shivcha, Knanis, Shenishtachru, she was freed, and Bunei Imor, and the children with her, the same thing. And then the children get married, so the two sons get married, and one son dies, there won't be a mitzvah yibum. Because at the time when the mother conceived, the father was not Jewish yet, and therefore it's not called a brother. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Chomesh Noshim, your five ladies, Shenis Orvul Vadosayim. Means all five ladies gave birth to a boy. So the five boys here together in the room, and they got mixed up. We don't know who the right mother is. And we're talking about each lady like had another son. So that each one here has a brother. And what happened was, the Gdilua Terubas, these five children that mixed up, became older. And Vunosu Noshim, each one of them got married. For Mace, let's say one of them died. So we don't know now who is his brother. Ivande has a brother alive, because each one of these five Noshim had a son before. Now they got mixed up, so now one of these five dies, like we don't know from which is the mother that lost a child, so we don't know who his brother is. It's a suffix now between four other ones who his brother is. Therefore the locher is Abor Chotzim Liachas, four of the other brothers. Like these five Noshim, the sons they had before, so four of them gives Chalitza to one of them, means to the wife of this mace, and V'yecha Miyav Moiso, then the fifth one is Latav Miyav Mamonashach. Either that fifth one is a brother, and therefore can make Yibum, and if he is not the brother, then one of the other ones is a brother, and he already gave Chalitza, so now she's Muta. Now who, this one that was Yabim, one of them, Ushloishin, another three brothers, Cholzon Liacheres, gives Chalitza to another one. And then V'yechin Miyabim, the fifth brother there, he could make Yibum. Nimtza comes out that Abor Chalitzas, you have to make four Chalitzas, V'yibum and one Yibum, the Cholachas V'yachas, every one of them. That's where we get out from the Suffolk to make sure that they're making the right mitzvahs Yibum. Mishnah Dalit. Let's say a lady, the mother-in-law had a baby, and the daughter-in-law had a baby, and the two babies got mixed up together. These two of them became bigger, and Venosu Noshin, they both got married with Mason, one of them died. So now we don't know which one is the brother, we don't know which one died, but this was the son from the mother-in-law or from the daughter-in-law, and each one had another son. So again, the same halacha. B'nei ha-kala chotzim lo miyavnim. The other children from the kala, so suffix now, if this brother that died was from the kala, and therefore they have to give chalitza and not make yibam. Shul suffix eshe suffix, the suffix, maybe it's his brother's wife. Suffix eshe sachi aviv. Maybe it's the wife of his brother's father. The other children from the mother-in-law, they are all chotzen of Yav, neither make chalitza, or else they make yibum. In other words, after one of them made chalitza to b'nei akalom, now the other one's allowed to make yibum mamonavshach. Because Shu Sofik is a Sofik Yesha Sochiv, maybe it's his brother's wife and there is a mitzvah yibum, for Yesha's Benochiv, the wife of the brother, of the Benochiv, the son of the brother. And therefore, that's the Eitzah, the Mechalitza first, then they can make Yibum. What's going to be Meisu HaKsherim? Let's say the Vadoyim die. The ones that didn't get mixed up. And now it's like the opposite one. The ones that are still at home, each one had a Vade brother, so those died now. So what about now the Sveikis now? So it's the opposite way. That Vnei HaTarubos, all these four, the five sons that got mixed up, has to go to Vnei HaZaken, has to go to the older one. And Chotzen, they give their wives Chalitza Bavloi Miyavnim. Because by them it's a Sofik, Eshe Sochiv, V'Eshe Sachiyoviv. But if Bnei HaKala, the ones of the Kala, they, one gives Chalitza first, and then one could be Miyab. And I'm on a Shach, she's Mutter. Mishnei, Kahanis, Shenis Arva, Vlod, the Bavlad, Shiv Chosom. Let's say a Kahanis, Miznesius Koyin, they gave birth, and the child got mixed up with the child of a Shivcha in the house. So there's one of these children is a Koyin, and one of them is a Nebet Koyin. So Lacher is a regular way from a Truma. Both kids are Ladi Truma, because the Nevet Koyin is also Ladi Truma. They go down to the fields where they make their wheat, so you're going to take one portion. Because Lacher is a Nevet, doesn't get a portion by the fields. So Monashach, only one of them is allowed to take a portion. Both of them in Asaf, it cannot be Metamim L'Mesim, because one of them is a Koyin. They can't get married. Because the Suffolk, one is an Eved, he can't get married to Bas Yisrael. And one is a regular Kohen, he can't get married to a Shivcha. So therefore, they can't get married. What's going to be Yigdilu HaTerubos? They both become older. For Shichru Zezeh, then the Yetzer is, each one of them gives a Shtar Shichru to the other one. Like one of them is a Kohen, and one of them, like Yarshin, is the other one. So one of them owns the other one. So each one gives a Shtar Shichru to the other one. But Monashach, they're now, they're both freed. So now, Noisim, Noshim, Lusakuna, both of them have to marry wives that are fit to get married to a Kohen, because the Suffolk, one of them is a Kohen. And both of them now, in the Suffolk, still Vien with Tamil Mason. Now let's touch a mace. Vien Nitmul, let's say they touch the mace. And himself gets a burn, they don't get malchus, because it's a suffix in which one did the aveir. It's like a straw suffix. V'yeinam oichlim v'truma. And they can't eat truma now, because now that it became a shukher, he's not a kohen, he can't eat truma. So I'm not suffix, neither of them can eat truma. V'yeim ochlu, let's say they did eat truma. And misham, they don't have to pay kerem v'chemish, because one of them is a kohen, so I'm not suffix, you don't have to pay. V'yeinam chokam ala gurin, they can't take a portion by the gurin, because one of them doesn't have right to take it all. So in a suffix, neither of them could take. Now, if somebody gives them truma, or if they have their own truma, or moichin, they're allowed to sell us a truma. V'adom mishlam, they're allowed to keep the money. Like Moitz Mechaveri over Raya, one of them has the right to keep the truma. So therefore, Moitz Mechaveri has the right to keep the money. V'yeinam chokam mekotche amigdash, you don't get a portion in the kabonis, because one of them is not a kain. People don't give them kochim kabonis to bring because one of them is not a kohen. But we can't take away what they have. Let's say they have to bring a korban. So you don't have to force them to give it to the bnei of the mishmar, but rather let them give it to anybody they want in the Rosh Mishpacha. Upturim in Azroya, the potter from the mitzvah matnas kuno, because when a sofa commercial of Orion, they don't have to give away the zray, the thigh of an animal, or even from a behemoth chulin, or in the chayayim, the cheeks, or in a cave from the stomach. Regular behemoth, you have to give this to matnas kuno, to a kayim, but since by them it's a sofa, maybe they're a kayim, and it's of Orion, they're potter from giving it. Over, let's say they have a bechor beima, which the lacher is supposed to give it to a kohen. So yeroyachi stoivul, they have to wait that it pasture in the field till it becomes a balmum. Then it's a shalandini mumnis that belongs to a kohen. So they're allowed to keep it then. V'noisin all of chumra kana v'chumra yisraelim. The ma'aseh is the cloud. They have to go to chumra that it were the kohen or were the Yisrael. Let's say they bring a mincha. The lacher is a mincha yisrael nekmetzes. And the koyim is korva gavim mizbech, and the rest is nechal ba'koyim. Mashenkin and minchas koyim is kulok nisrafah. So they have to go to chumra; those things would be nisrafah. Mishnevov. Mishloi shos ha'acha mailo. The case where the wife became an amono, Rosh received the get. So Lachris is supposed to wait 3 months before she remarries. So somebody did not wait 3 months. Mishloi shos ha'acha mailo. That the husband died, they gave her get. Shloshe chodoshim, she didn't wait 3 months. Venissa, she got married right away. And the older, she became pregnant. Now, v'yein yidu, we do not know in Ben Tish L'Rishon, is this son is the father, the first father. and now it's called 9 months from the first father. Or else in Ben Shivli Liachroin, maybe gave birth now 7 months later, but she became pregnant from the second husband. That's only in Ben Shiva. So we don't know who the real father of this son is. Hoya Lobonim in Arishin. Let's say she had children from the first husband. Lobonim in Hashem, she also has children from the second husband. So there are Vade brothers alive. And let's say this son now dies. Is Cholzim Lo Miyabim. So after both give Chalitza, they can be Miyabim. Suffolk, which one is his real brother? The same thing, him back to them. Means one of the children died from the first one, or one of the children died from the second one, and now the wives fault him for Yibum. So that's the same thing, it's a suffer whether there's a Mrs. Yibum or not, and therefore the locker is Chalitz, he has to give Chalitz only. For Lo Yibum, he cannot make Yibum, it's a suffer whether there's a Mrs. Yibum here altogether or not. What's going to be Hoye Loi Achin and Arishin? Again, the Suffolk son. Again, the Suffolk, who his father was. Was he a Ben Tisha from the first father? Or was he a Ben Shiva from the second father? You have the Suffolk now, who his father was. Now, Hoye Loi Achin, let's say there were brothers, Men Arishin from the first father, from the first marriage, Viachim and Ashena from the second one, but Shaloi Mei same, not from the same mother. They're from the same father, but not from the same mother. Nor does the husband of the first husband this wife had, she had a son from a different wife. And then after he dies, the same thing now, when this mother now got married to a second husband, so the second husband also already had a son from a different wife. And they got married and they died now without children. So now the Mishnah says, in this case, the Suffolk now, who chayler sumiyabim, he could either give chlitza or he could give yivim, either one of the two. To the wife of the son of the son from the first of father, or else the wife from the son of the second one. But the pshat is, since they were not the same mother, so the pshat is either they're brothers, and then they'll be a mitzvah yibum, or else they're not related altogether, and therefore she's a stranger, he's let her marry her. So a monashach is let her marry her. And the Bible was talking about providing that there are no other brothers, he's the only brother alive. Therefore, Mamanashach, either he's a brother for Yibum, or else he's not a brother altogether, and therefore Mamanashach is allowed to marry them. That's Chalik Sumiyabim. For Haim, the same thing, them back to him. Let's say when he dies and his wife now falls to Yibum, it's the same thing, Echolitz. One of them should give Chalitza first, and then be Echam Miyabim. The second one wants to, he could be Miyabim. Because if this really the brother, the Yibum, there was a Mrs. Yibum done with Chalitza. And it's hard to say she's a stranger. So Lamaisa, a stranger has no Mrs. Yibum, and therefore she's Mutter. So therefore, first he has Chalitza, take off the suffix Zika, then the second one can be Yabim Monashach. We're up to Mishnah Zayin. Ho Yechod Yisro V'Yechod Kayin. Again, the same thing where the wife had a first husband, she was pregnant, and she didn't wait 3 months, and she got married, and then she gave birth 7 months later from the second husband. So Sasafik, this son now, is the father of the first husband, or is the father of the second husband? Now let's say the first father was a Yisrael, and the second one was a Kain. So now this child now is a Sasafik, whether he's a Yisrael or whether he's a Kain. So Lachar is Naisi Isharu Lakayim in Asafik, he can only marry a lady that's Mutta for Kain to marry. He can't marry a Grusha, he can't marry a Zaina, because he's a Safik Kain. And same thing, Veinim Atamal Meisim, he's not allowed to touch a Meisna, because he's a Safik, maybe he's a Kain, he's a Nissa. V'yim Nitma, let's say he does touch a Kain, does touch a Meis, and a Safik is a Boim, he can't give him up, because there's only a Safik Issa. V'yeinu Echel B'Truma, he's a Safik Kain, and therefore he can't eat Truma, maybe he's a Zar. V'yamalcha, let's say he does eat Truma, even he's a B'Shegeg, and the Mishal and Karen B'Chaymish, he doesn't have a Chiyot to pay back, not a Karen, not a Chaymish, because Amayit Samechaveru, all of Araya. But the Avdi has the right to say, maybe he was a Kain. V'yeinu Echelak Alagur, when he goes down to the fields where the Tfuah, they cut down the Tfuah, he has no right to take a portion like a Kain, since Min HaSafik, he's not a Kain, he has no right to take the Truma. Or Meichara Truma, let's say he has his own Truma, so he has to be Mafreshit, true, but he doesn't have to give it away to a Kain, because a Safak Imam, and he has the right to say it's his, and therefore even though he can't eat it, he could sell it and keep the money. The Adam Mishalai, the money that he sells it for, he has the right to keep the money. The Einoi Chayv L'Bekotche HaMikdash. There's even by Kotchim, that's not Bnei Achil, let's say like the Oirois of the Kabbalah, so even the skin, he doesn't get a portion. Since he's a Safak Kain, he can't take. And people can bring him kabonis to be makrif. means if he has to bring a korban, we don't take it away from him, like give it to the Anse Mishmer. And as self he has been like a kohen, he has a right to give it to whoever he wants. Upoto min hazroyim velachayim v'yakeva. If he has his own behemah schulin, these are one of the matnas kuna that every Yisrael has to give away, the zroya and the chayayim, the cheeks and the cave and the stomachs to a kohen. But him, since he's a self a kohen, the matzim chalavara, he has a right to keep it for himself. Uvachoroi, if he has the bechor behema, also it's one of the matnas kuna. So yeroya she still has to wait till pesher's in the field till it becomes a balmum, and then he's allowed to eat it, and then he can keep it. Zoni mitzvus nesin as mamnis hamaytsim chalavaraya. V'naisin olav chumre kanim for chumre Yisrael. So he has chumre of both of Yisrael and a kain. It's mafarshim say God in the mincha for mincha that a mincha Yisrael is nekemetzes, and the kaimetz is brought by itself. And the shirayim is not eaten, but has to be burnt like a minchas of a kain. She has to do both the chumras, that the shirayim is burnt, and but he has to make a kmitza like a minchas Yisrael. What's going to be the hoyishinayim kanim? Both fathers were kanim. Then the locher is who einin aleihim. Let's say one of them die, so min asafik he has din einin, he cannot do the avoida. In other words, he's a vada kain now, but since he's a safik kain, he can't do the avoida. Then on in love, same thing when he dies, so these two fathers have to be noig aninus for him. Who ain't the metamalem? He has no right to metamo if one of them die, since it's a suffolk of his father and not a suffolk, he has no right to metamalemasim. Fehame and them, when he dies, the son dies, fehame ain't the metamalem, the fathers have no right to metamatim, because it's a suffolk if they're his father. Vu ain't the yerushaisa, he doesn't yashin them, medine mumnis. The other brothers have a right to say they're a vanda, he's a suffix, they're not Yerush, but mokum with their other brothers. Avalheim Yerushim Oisav, when he dies, they yashin him. If he doesn't have any of his own children, the locher is his father yashins here. And in our suffix, both fathers are chulik, divide up his property. If he hits one of them, the son, he's potter. It's a suffix if he hit his father, not. If he curses one of them, he's potter. Again, the son is a vada kohen. He could do the avoida, and he could go to each mishmer from that father and that father. They can't throw him out like he could be oiled each mishmer in that week and bring the kabonis. But v'yena chilek doesn't get a portion though. That the bnei mishmer gets a chilek in the kabonis that were brought, the kanan there has a right to push him off and say, listen, that you're not from our mishmer. So they could push him where that he won't take a chelik in the achila in the kabonis. But vice versa, the avoided though he could do. What's going to be imhoi shnei b'mishmer echad? Let's say both fathers were from the same mishmer, the same week that they worked on. Then noito chelik echad. Then he has a right to do the bring the kabonis, and he also has a right to take a portion of the kabonis also. Mamonashach, he has a right to take. He only has a right to take one portion and not two. We're up to the 12th parak, Mishnah Aleph. Mitzvahs chalitza b'shloisha d'yonim. By Yavama, if the Yavam does not want to do Yivam, doesn't want to marry, he only wants to make chalitza, how do we do the mitzvah chalitza? So it has to be done in front of a bezdin of shloisha. Now it says in the pasuk, Zela zekenim, zekenim means at least two, now in bezdashok, you have to have at least three d'yonim. The Mishnah says, v'afilu shloshin adyotis. Even if all three does not have smicha, the adyotim still is kosher to do a chalitza in front of these three. What's going to be chalitza b'minol? Let's say you made chalitza with a shoe. Is chalitza sakshera? Like that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah chalitza is that the yavam is supposed to be wearing a shoe made out of leather, and she has to come and untie the shoe and take the shoe off him. That's the mitzvah of chalitza. What's going to be on pilin? Let's say the shoe is made out of material, made out of, say, wool. Then lochus chitzosa psula, the chalitza's posel. It has to have a shame manel, has to be made out of leather. What's going to be the sandal, made out of sandals, made out of leather? Sheesh le'okiv, to have a heel to it, then it's kosher. V'shein le'okiv, it doesn't have a heel to it, then it's posel. That's not called the minol. You can't use it a chalitza. Min ha'kuva lamato, from the knee and downwards, the chalitzos is kshero. Min ha'kuva lamalava, from the knee upwards, chalitzos is psul, then the chalitzos is posel. So Shaul, what does this mean from the knee downwards? Pasha means a regular shoe that it has it tied up, so the strap should be tied up at the highest up until the knee. So if it's tied on below the knee, that's called a good chalitza. She unties it, that's called a chalitza. But if it's first tied higher than the knee, that's not called a kosher chalitza. Sometimes means he doesn't have a foot, he doesn't have the toes, he only has, let's say, above the knee, so there you can't make a chalitza. Chalitza has to be done on the bottom part of his foot. Again, the Ikka Chalitza, he has to have a shoe tied on to the bottom of his foot up until, let's say, the knee. And then if she unties it, that's a kosher chalitza. Mishnah Beis, Chotza b'sandal shen shalom. Let's say he was wearing a sandal that doesn't belong to him. It was somebody else's, and he had it tied on, and she took it off. By b'sandal shalom, so the sandal is made out of wood, but it was lined with skin. With leather, I shall smell. Be minerals. He was wearing his left one on his right foot. It's also called the kosher chalitza. Even though chetchil is supposed to be his shoe, but the ma'isa, even though it's somebody else's, the ma'isa yiyotza. What's going to be chotza begodul shiyachal halach boy? Let's say he's wearing somebody else's shoe that's too big on him, but he could walk with it. I bekot minerals. His shoe is too small, but shuchayfas rev lagan covers up most of his foot. It's litzasak sherev. That's called also a good chalitza. If that was tied on to his foot and she came and untied and pulled off the shoe, that's called a good chalitza. Chotza balayla, if they do the chalitza at night time, litzasak sherev. That's what Tanakam holds. Even though it has a loch of a din, and we don't pass in din and b'yoyim, but it's called like a gemara din that they can do even at night time. For Reb Lezer, place Reb Lezer also knows, like a tchilas din, you can't do a chalitza at night time only b'yoyim. Bismoil, let's say the shoe was on his left foot, chalitza sapsula, that's not called a good chalitza. We learn out, gzera shoba, ragloi, ragloi, it has to be on the yamin. For Reb Lezer, mash, Reb Lezer, even on his left foot, still it's a koshera chalitza. In the locha, we don't pass in like Reb Lezer. Mishnah Gimel. Chalitza, let's say she pulled off the shoe, she takes off the shoe, that's the one part of the mitzvah chalitza, and then the rokokosh, she's supposed to spit in front of him, like the pasuk says, v'chalitza nolo mi'aragle v'yorka b'fonov. Avaloi karo, but she does not read the psukim. Like the Ikka mitzvah chalitza, you have three parts of the mitzvah. She has to first pull, take off his shoe, then she has to spit in front of him, and then she has to make a kriya, say over these psukim. She did the first two and not the kriya, chalitza sekshev. The ma'isa, she still yotza the mitzvah, but it says kriya is not makiv. What's going to be korah v'rokokosh? She read the parsha, and she also spit in front of him. Avolochotza, but she did not take off his shoe, chalitza sepsula. By taking off the shoe is nika part of chalitza. Without it, it's not called a chalitza. What's going to be chalitza? She took off the shoe, v'korah, and she read the parsha. Avolochotza, but she did not spit in front of him. Sirat samachleikas, her blessed women, chalitza sepsula. No, her kik is also likuv in the mitzvah chalitza. We have the keeper, and the keeper says, chalitza seksheri, yes, the chalitza's kosher, even without spitting. Omer Rav Lezer says, the pasuk says, Kocha Yeyosa, this is what you have to do. And this is Likuba, these things have to be done. So Rav Lezer is called Dovishu Maisa Makiv. Anything that's a Maisa, that's Makiv in the Chalitza. Now, as Bein the Chalitzas, Bein the Rekika, it's Makiv. If you're missing one of them, the Chalitza is possible. On this, Omer Rav Kiva Kiva says back, Nisham Raya, you can't bring a proof in this pasuk that says Kocha Yeyosa. I tell the pasuk says, Kocha Yeyosalish. This is what you have to do to the man. So maybe only koldovish or ma'isibish, only an action is done to the man, that's the kuva. Meaning taking off his shoe, that's the ma'is in the yodom, that's makiv. But spitting, you're not spitting on him. You're only spitting in front of him. That could be, it's not the kuva by the mitzvah of chalitza. So you can't bring a right from this pasuk of kocha. Then Mishnah Dalet, ha'cheresh shenechlatz. Means if the man was a cheresh, that means deaf and dumb, he can't hear, he can't talk, he's locked like a cotton, shenechlat, that the Yavama, she took off his shoe. Reals v'achereshes shechotza. She was a chereshes, he was okay, but the Yavama was a chereshes, has locked like a ktana. Reals v'acheletzos the cotton. Or else, let's say the Yavam, the brother, is a cotton. In all these cases, chitzos apsula. Chalitza has to dafka be done with a godol. Both the ish and ish have to be a godol, can be done with a cotton or a ketana. What's going to be ketana shacholtza, a ketana that does chalitza, they do chalitza when she's a ketana, tachlitz mishatagdu. You have to do chalitza over again. When she comes a gedolah, she has to have chalitza, she has to do chalitza again to be matim. V'yem loichotza, she doesn't do chalitzer over again. The first chalitza, chalitzasa psula, the first chalitza we she did, was psula. Again, we say chalitza has to be done by a gadol and a gedola. Some agaros chalitzasa ksheri would hold that b'yevid, a chalitza the ketana did, but the b'yevid is good. Now, gersur is chalitzasa is psula. Yeah, Mishnah hey, chalitza b'shnayim. Let's say they made the chalitza only in front of two dayonim, not in front of three. We also say Bishlesha did in front of three dayonim, but Benim Sechem and Korv Apostle. One of them was Apostle Adayin, he was their relative, or he was Apostle Adayin. Lachos Chitzos Apsula, even with the evidence, no good. You have to have three dayonim there. If you have a Shimin, if you have Yechanan Sandal Machshirim, they all know it's kosher. Even though you don't have three, you know you only have two, it's Din Edis, that's also good for Chalitza. Well, Maisa once happened, Viechot Shecholat Beinor LeBeino, the Beis Asurim, they made Chalitz in the jail, and no Edim were there. Well, Maisa, Nei Rabbi Kiv, they brought the Maisa in front of Rabbi Kiv, Vechhechshir, he said the Chalitza is kosher. But the case there was that there were two Edim outside watching, so Maisa was done in front of two Edim. This Rabbi Kiv, he holds that's kosher, also that holds two B'dievet is kosher. Allah is like the Tanakamo, that you have to have three dayonim. If you don't have three dayonim, the mitzvah of chalitza is psula. Mishnah Vav, mitzvah chalitza. How do we do mitzvah chalitza? Bo hu v'yevimte lebezdin. Means the yovam, the brother, and the sister-in-law, they come to Bezdin. Vein masin lo yetzah genis loy. And Bezdin like gives a good etzah to the yovam. What should he do? Should he marry or do mitzvah yivam, or should he give chalitza? That's it. It's a big difference of age. One is old, one is young. So they give them an etzah. It's not kedai to get married, but instead they should give chalitza. So the Bezdin gives them an etzah, gives them advice. Shneimer the pasuk says v'korah loy zikni iroy v'dibrei lov. That's the pasuk in Devarim. They called and they speak to him, meaning that the Bezdin gives them advice via meris. And then, and she says now, in the case where they decide to give chalitz, there's no yibum, so she has to start talking first. And she says, "Me'ain yivami, there's a pasuk in the chumash. Me'ain yivami lachim lachos shem b'yisrael. My brother-in-law does not want to do the mitzvah yibum. Loyav v'yavmi." And then v'huoyma, then he says the yavam has to say loychafasti lekachta. They don't want to take her. They said these psukim in Lashon HaKodesh. Then we go back to psukim, v'nikshu yivim to elov, that the yivam has to come to him, li'enas kenim in front of his kenim, v'cholza nalish, he unties the shoe, mi'aragle from his foot, v'yorka, and then after she pulls off the shoe, then v'yorka before her, then she has to spit. These are the psukim to say over. Now, what is roik v'yorka? What do you mean you have to spit? So idashli means roik anir l'dayon, has to be spit, that the yonim could see the spit. That's like a thick, like a phlegm, it has to be a thick spit. And then we go right to Psukim, V'yomtsov Yom, she has to answer, she has to say, Kochi Yosalit, this is what we've done to a man, Ashala Yivnes Beisach, who doesn't want to do the mitzvah Yibam. At Kanoyimaku, not until the